He had recently lost his place to live. He was being evicted. He didn't have anywhere else to stay, so he was staying in a friend's car outside of his former apartment complex in Windsor, asleep, and had been drinking some. A passerby called 911 thinking he might be overdosing or might need some kind of help. The driver's side door of the car was open, kind of into the street, so the passerby could see him. Sonoma County Sheriff's deputies under contract as Windsor police officers started a response, and one deputy, Travis Perkins, showed up first, kind of started to wake him up, to rouse him. Eventually, McDonald wakes up, and he asks him, or actually orders him, to step out of the car. From McDonald's perspective, he was trying to comply as best as he could, but was disoriented, getting information about what was happening, didn't understand if he'd committed some kind of crime or why he was being asked to get out of the car and why the deputy started to take his arms and put them behind his back. According to police incident reports, Deputy Travis Perkins says that McDonald kind of tensed up, may have started to turn, or anyway, tensed up his arms, and that's when Perkins took him to the ground face first, broke three of his teeth, and according to McDonald and his attorney, knocked McDonald unconscious when he hit the ground. That's something that's in dispute, though.
Can you elaborate on what you mean by that?
Well, it gets down to how much information the sheriff's office needs to make public in this case under a couple of different state laws. In the beginning of 2019 and then in mid-2019, there was a greater level of transparency in California under a pair of state laws. And one of them says, well, they both mention actually that in cases where a use of force results in great bodily injury, that law enforcement agencies have an obligation to make any video that might exist about those uses of force public within a short period of time, 45 days. However, that disclosure requirement depends on a severe enough injury to count as great bodily injury. And there's some interpretation as to what exactly counts as a great bodily injury. The Sonoma County Sheriff's Office says that its interpretation is from another California law that, you know, defines it as severe and obvious disfigurement, but also puts a requirement that if a use of force causes a person to be knocked unconscious, that that counts. McDonald asserts that he was clearly knocked unconscious and that the video, the body camera video of this incident, shows that. The sheriff's office and the Sonoma County Council have argued that this case, they don't go into specifics and won't comment on the pending litigation, but they have argued that this case does not, that the injuries McDonald suffered do not rise to the level of great bodily injury, and therefore they won't disclose the video.
Can you describe the details of what the lawsuit alleges?
It alleges a lot of claims, but basically they boil down to that Deputy Travis Perkins had no probable cause to detain or arrest McDonald, that he used excessive force, that he committed battery against McDonald, and that the Sonoma County Sheriff's Office has a history, what's called a pattern and practice, of unequal, biased law enforcement and of constitutional violations.